We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Shabbat. We are now in Perek Vav, Mishnah Bet. The Mishnah is listing items now that a man may not wear outside on Shabbat. Lo yetze ha'ish basandal ha'mesumar. A man may not go outside wearing nailed sandals. That means wooden sandals whose parts are held together with nails that protrude a little bit. Now, here, it's not out of concern that a person will remove these sandals and carry them. Rather, it was, as the Gemara explains, brought in the Baal Tanura, that the Chachamim made a gezerah not to wear them because of a tragic event that happened. There was a group of people wearing such sandals that once, at one time, all gathered in a cave to hide from enemies, and when they heard noises from outside, they panicked. And so, out of fear, they ran to escape, and in the stampede, many were killed because of the nails in their sandals. So, Chachamim at that time prohibited wearing these sandals outside on special days when people gather together, such as on Shabbat and Yom Tov. That's the reason why Lo yetze ha'ish basandal ha'mesumar velo bayahid, nor a person should go out with one sandal of any kind. Bizman she'en beraglo makah, if he doesn't have a makah, a wound on his other foot that prevents him from wearing two. Which means, since this person can wear both sandals, so people are going to laugh at him, he's going out with wearing only one, so because of that he might take it off and carry it. If one foot is wounded, that's different. Then he cannot wear both sandals, nobody's going to laugh, there's no concern that he will remove it. So bizman she'en beraglo makah, you can't go out with one sandal on Shabbat. Velo batefilin, one cannot go out with tefillin. Since there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbat, so wearing tefillin on Shabbat is considered to be carrying if he goes outside into Reshut HaRabim. There are other reasons that are also brought, because if a person is wearing tefillin, if he needs to go to the bathroom, he has to remove them. In that case, on Shabbat, he might come to carry them. Velo bekamia, he cannot go out with an amulet, with a kamia, that's a piece of cloth with holy names of Hashem written on it, and sometimes a sick person wears it around his neck like jewelry in the hope that that will heal his machala, as the Baal Tanura says. One cannot go out to Reshut HaRabim with a kamia bizman she'eno min ha-mumche, if the kamia was not made by a mumche, by an expert. The Baal Tanura says an expert in this context means someone who already healed three people with his kmiot. So to a sick person, such an amulet of an expert is like clothing. So it's part of his clothing. It's not considered a masa carrying. But a kamia of a non-expert would be considered a masoi, a burden, which would be considered carrying. Velo bashiryon, one cannot go out with a coat of armor, velo bekasda, nor a helmet, velo mebagapayim, nor with iron leg plates. These are types of uniforms that were worn in battle and are not allowed to be worn outside on Shabbat. Now all these are because of gezerot chachamim, it's not midoraita, and therefore the Mishnah concludes by saying, v'im yatsa eno chayav chatat. If he went outside wearing any of these items, he's not liable to bring a korban chatat, because he did not transgress a doraita, he only transgressed a gezerah midrabanan. So now, the first two Mishnayot of the Perek that we just learned, listed items that are forbidden midrabanan. Now, the following two Mishnayot are going to list things that are forbidden mideoraita. Mishnah Gimel. Lo tetze isha b'mahat ha-nekuva. A woman may not go outside on Shabbat wearing a sewing needle that has a hole in it for threading. A needle that is used for sewing is not considered jewelry, and therefore, mideoraita, it is considered a masoi, a burden of carrying. Velo betabad sheyesh aleha chotam, nor to go out with a signet ring that has a stamp for sealing letters. A ring that is used for stamping letters is also considered a masoi, even if she wears it on her finger, because that's not something that women wear as jewelry. Velo bekuliyar, nor with a circular band around her head that was a decorative item that was shaped like a large ring or a crown, which a woman would fit around her head. Now, that's not considered clothing or jewelry because most women do not go outside wearing that. Ve'lo bekovelet ve'lo bitzlochit shel plaiton. She cannot go out with a kovelet, that means with a container of spice, or a tzlochit shel plaiton, a bottle of perfume hanging from her neck. In those days, it was a common thing, Bartenura says, for women to hang these type of things from her neck to give her herself a good fragrance. Such an item is not considered clothing or jewelry, and therefore cannot be worn outside on Shabbat, even mideoraita. And that's why ve'im yatzta chayevet chatat divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, all these cases are mideoraita. And if she goes out with them, she's chayevet chatat, she's liable to bring a korban chatat. V'chachamim potrim bekovelet ubitzlochit shel plaiton. Chachamim agree with all the other cases, but they disagree with Rabbi Meir regarding the last two, which is the spice container and the bottle of perfume hanging from her neck. That is only midrabanan, according to the Chachamim. Chachamim said that she's not allowed to wear them only because she might remove them to show her friend, and she might come to carry. But mideoraita, it's not something that is asur. It is something that is considered as jewelry, just like, for example, a kamiya that we mentioned before. And therefore, according to Chachamim, those two are only asur midrabanan. And halacha is kechachamim, as the Bartenura says. Baruch Adonai leolam. Amen ve'amen.